Hey, what's up, girlfriend? That sounded wrong. Welcome to the show. I'm Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. For no reason other than particularly because I'm here.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. As I said previously, in case you forgot earlier, like 30 seconds ago, the music in the background is Jason Shaw. Thank you, Jason. Good man. The voice you hear at the beginning of the program, many of the comedy commercials, and our comedy writer, John Shanahan, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, booking some of the national interviews that we do, and also the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program, Nicole Reed. Put us all together, this is the crap that you get. Well, this is really nice. Thanks for being here. You know, I went to a cocktail lounge last. It was a bar. What am I trying to kid? Cocktail lounge? It was a bar. And I was watching a comedy show at a local brewery here in Massachusetts. I'm not a fan of beer. To me, you're just pumping gas into me, which is not a good idea, believe me. Tasteless crap is what this place is, but nice people. So I go there to watch this comedy show, and they have comedians on this little stage. And the table behind me is a group of females, young mothers probably, who shouldn't have received their license to give birth, but they did. And they're drunk. They are drunk off their feet. And through the whole thing, I'm saying to myself, you got that drunk on piss beer? I mean, like, what? What is that about? That's how stupid these ladies were. But the point was, they're talking through the entire comedy show. And it's hard for me to concentrate. And every once in a while, I turned around and I stared at these ladies and gave them the ugly stare, which did quiet them down for a while because it is the stare of death from me. But then they continued to talk because they were drunk. They were drunken women. And then I said to myself, wait a minute, Ron, what are you complaining about? You're watching a comedy show at a brewery, at a bar where people drink. What's my surprise here? I felt like turning around and addressing these women, but you can't talk to them. If you're a man, you can't turn around and scold women. That looks like mental abuse. Similar to this program. So I didn't scold them. I just stared at them a lot. But I really felt like standing up in front of their table as they were all punch drunk looking at each other. And I wanted to say to them, you know, here's your problem, ladies. You're drunk, which means you don't know how to drink. You don't understand what drinking is. You don't get it. Drinking is like bringing yourself to a level, to a point where you're feeling good. And then you stop to enjoy the feeling good. You ladies don't know what you're doing. And a lot of you guys too. You drink so much that you become sloppy. You slur your words. You don't know what's going on. That's not drinking, man. You don't know what you're doing. That's a child playing with matches. That's not drinking. You're not a professional. You don't know what you're doing. Go get some drinking lessons. It's like any other thing that you abuse. You're supposed to do it until you feel good. And then you just stop it. You wind it down and you enjoy the nice little high that you have. You don't exceed it to the point where you can't stand up and you're acting like a total douchebag. That's irresponsible stupidity. You don't know how to drink. I should go on a campaign, go to local bars all over our country, walk in there and start scolding people. You know, get out of the bar. You don't know how to drink. Get out of here, you teetotaling, piss-drinking, beer-guzzling fool. Wow, what am I so mad about? Well, I couldn't enjoy the comedy show. Not that it was enjoyable. The comedians weren't all that great, but some were. But that's not the point. That's not the point. What do I expect when I go to places where they serve alcohol and they let these adult children in? And you can be like 70 years old and get drunk at a bar. You're still a child because you don't know how to do it. You're really stupid. And respect for other people, man. Come on. Anyway, that's my dissertation. I didn't want to pontificate in front of you. A lot of people don't know what that means. What does he mean? He doesn't want to pontificate? What, is he going to throw up? No, that means I don't want to lecture you like I'm the Pope, you stupid person. Ay, 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 ay. Why am I so angry at people? Must be the release of the Mueller report. How much more can you divide one country? My God. Do we have any countries that are the enemy? It's a good time to come on in. We're just scattered all over the place. We're a mess. We're a hot mess in this country right now. We got a president who is just all over the place with, I mean, here's a guy who at least he knows he can't drink, so he doesn't. My God, what if Trump were drunk? Oddly enough, he'd act exactly like this. He doesn't need alcohol to act like this. This country is so divided, it's so scary. It's like someone left the front door open. Wow. We got no security, man. We got this gigantic two-year report about the Russians interfering in our elections, in hacking into our social media to influence us in one way or another at their bidding. And we don't even talk about it. We don't. That's what the whole damn thing was about. The question was Trump involved in this? Well, yes, he was, but unknowingly. He didn't know that he was being played, Mr. Boss of everything. He was being played by the Russians. It's so obvious. I didn't need a report from Mueller to tell me that. Trump told me. He told me in tweets. He told me in interviews. He told me himself that he was like, yeah, hey, Russians, if you can get me into this president thing, hack away. He said that. He said that. What are we talking about here? We've lost the idea of the whole thing. The Russians hacked into our stuff. Oh, man. And all Donald Trump, the president, can say is, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Well, you kind of encouraged it.
But I didn't orchestrate it.
Oh, then you're good. Then you're a good man. Sorry, didn't know you were a good man then. Anyway, I don't want to talk about him anymore because that's not the point of this program. This is supposed to be a lighthearted, a light, fair type of presentation. Coming up later in the show, we have a very interesting interview with the United States Post Office. What? Yes. We have, the United States, but all of them will be here. Every letter carrier in the world will be here. No, we're going to talk about dog bites. I mean, here are letter carriers going to people's houses, going onto their property every day, except Sundays and Saturdays usually. And there's like dogs all over the place. Dogs are like children in the way that we protect them. if you have a child in school and you get a letter from the teacher saying your little Johnny is acting up, is a terror in school, the parent's natural reaction is, not my little Johnny. I know my little Johnny. My Johnny is not a terror. My Johnny does not beat up other children. My Johnny is not a disruption in school. I know my little Johnny. My little Johnny would not do that. That's the immediate reaction. And what's always the case? It's little Johnny. They got him on camera humping a sheep. I mean, it's little Johnny. But you refuse. No, not my little Johnny. Oh, no, no. Look, we got a video of him humping a sheep in Mrs. Shepherd's class. Ironic, but true. That's not my little Johnny. I know it looks like him humping the sheep, but that's not my little Johnny. And that's not my sheep. Sounds like Trump. Donald, we have you on video saying that. That wasn't me saying it. That was edited. That was edited somehow to make me sound like I said it. Yes, you said it. Will you just admit to something? So parents really, they protect their children no matter what, no matter how guilty their child is. I guess you're supposed to do that. I don't know. I don't think your child learns anything that way, but whatever. Well, we do the same thing with our dogs. Your dog bit my dog. Oh, no, not my dog. Oh, my dog doesn't bite. My dog is so sweet. Yeah, I know it's a pit bull, but my dog is so sweet and so gentle. We have a little child, little Johnny. Who humps sheep, by the way, I've since learned. But we have a little child, Johnny, and Johnny and the pit bull get along so well. Pit bull wouldn't hurt a fly, not even a fly. But your dog bit my dog, not my dog. Your dog must have started. Your dog must have provoked my dog. Your dog must be a provoker, because my dog wouldn't do that. No, my pit bull would never do something. I know it's a pit bull mix, but it's really a boxer. And it would never hurt a person, ever. We protect our kids and our animals like crazy. Maybe our animals even more. My dog wouldn't. Oh, no, my dog, no. My dog, no. There's a giant turd on my lawn. I have a photograph of your dog taking a dump on my lawn. That's not my dog. That's a dog that might look like him. It's not my dog. My dog would never take a dump on your lawn. My dog knows not to dump on lawns. Oh, no, I've trained my dogs, but my dog would never do something. Not my dog. That's not my dog. That's not my dog. That's not my dog. My dog would not poop on a lawn. Never. Never would poop on a lawn. I told my dog that. I told my dog would never do this. We don't protect our husbands or our wives like that, do we? Your husband was drunk on the lawn shouting out obscenities last night. Yeah, I know, he does that all the time. There's no protection with a spouse. You know, your wife, I saw your wife, yesterday going through my mail in my mailbox. I don't know why she was doing something like that. Oh, yeah, that was probably her. Yeah, she does have a problem with that. Yeah, it's probably her. Yeah, I've talked to her about it. I really have, but she just doesn't listen to me. We don't protect the spouse at all. But the kids and the dogs, no. My kids don't do that. My kids, no. They're not capable of doing that. They couldn't do that. They know not to do it, and they don't do it. That's not my kid. Anyway, how you doing? So we're going to be speaking to the person who's the head of the dog bite division. They actually have one. It's the customer relations person with the United States Post Office, and we'll talk to that person and find out about what they go through to deliver mail so that you can get your freaking mail. It's a conundrum, man. So we'll do that soon when I feel like it, actually. When I feel like it. This isn't all about you. It's all about me, okay? It's the one thing in my life that's all about me, so leave me alone. All right, fine, good, whatever, fine, wonderful. This is the first radio program today that will be in color.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
That's pretty special. It's about time, huh?
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
So as I told you, I went out last night to a comedy show at a local piss brewery. And in the afternoon, I went out for a small lunch every once in a while just to get out of the studio. I will go to a restaurant so that I can mix with the human race, which I don't like doing. I don't really like the human race too much. They're inconsiderate, disrespectful, loud, obnoxious, but you got to mix with them, you know, it's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. It's part of the contract. You know, they live on the planet with me, so I have to get along with that. I've never had an argument with a plant before. Plants are wonderful, man. Flowers, it's springtime. Flowers are coming up out of the ground. They never bother me. They don't make noise. They attract bees. That's the only thing I don't like about flowers. They attract bees. And I don't think that's good. I don't like bees. You ever get stung by a bee? Not pleasant. It's not pleasant. Insects are out to get me. I think they've got my picture somewhere in their post office. I think there's insect post offices. Well, how else would insects receive mail? And I think my picture's on it, and I'm a target. But I do, you know, flowers are beautiful. They just sit there, and they grow, and harmless stuff. Anyway. So I went to a restaurant, had a light lunch, and the waitress, server, whatever. I'm sorry, you know, I'm so conscious about not using the word waitress because I guess it's wrong. Waiter, waitress, what's wrong with that? They're servers, Ron. Oh, come on, stop it, just stop it, cut it out. Why can't we discern between the sexes? Waitress has boobs. Waiter has a penis. I mean, I don't. It's a fact. So why can't I address them accordingly? So the waitress comes over and she says, "Are you ready to order, sir?" Don't call me sir. I have a name. You don't know it, but I have a name. I know her name because when she walked up to my table, she said, "Hi, I'm Susan. I'll be your server today." Okay, server, waitress, whatever. We never introduce ourselves. We never say, okay, hi, I'm Ron. I'll be one of your customers, apparently. Well, I guess we're role-playing here today. But we don't do that. The server, the waitress, the waiter, they introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Bob. I'll be taking care of you today. Oh, really? My diaper's full. You want to change it now? I'll be taking care of you. What, am I coming out of a home or something? What? I'm Bob. I'll be taking care of you. All right. And just make sure I don't fall down, Bob. I mean, were you going to take me to the park? I mean, how are you going to take care of me? But anyway, it was Susan this time around, and she says, "Hi, I'm Susan. I'll be taking care of you today." And you know, I guess I'd be arrested if I said I'm Ron and I'll be taking care of you later. I mean, I guess that would be wrong. Not proper restaurant talk between an employee and a customer. I never introduce myself. They introduce themselves, and I guess I'm rude. I prefer to remain anonymous. I'm not in the mood to start a relationship, Susan. Thank you anyway. I assume you find me sexually attractive, which is why you're introducing yourself. I mean, how far is this going to go? Hi, I'm Susan. I'll be taking your order today. I'll be taking care of you. My phone number is 508-555-9. I'm available after 9 o'clock. There's a key under the mat in front of the door. Just come on in and let's do it. Okay, Susan, a little forward, but I guess customer service is important here. So she says to me, okay, I'm Susan. Are you ready to order? Yes, I am ready, Susan. I'm going to have the steak sandwich, please, with the side tossed salad with Russian dressing. And then she says the placating thing that they all say, which makes it just so phony. She says, oh, the steak sandwich. I have that here all the time. Excellent choice. That's really good. All right, Susan, listen to me. Listen to me, Susan. I don't need that. I don't need to be made fun of. But I'm not making fun of you. I eat the steak sandwich. No, you don't. You don't eat the steak. So you're a vegan. Look at you. You're skinny as a rail and you're yellow. You look as weak as a battered butterfly. You're not. You don't eat meat, Susan. All right, you found me out. I don't eat meat. I am a vegan, but when I say things like that, people tip me more. Oh, Susan, this is such a pitiful display. Tell you what. Forget the steak sandwich, I'll just have the salad. The salads are very good here. I have them all the time. They are the best salads. They way they put the lettuce in the bowl, and then they put some stuff on it. They're the best. Oh, Susan, don't go there. That's an excellent choice, sir. That's an excellent choice. The salad, it's fantastic. With the lettuce in it, the lettuce is good. Oh, the lettuce. I don't know where they get the lettuce. But the lettuce is incredible. I've had salads in other places. They don't even come close to the lettuce leaves that they put in a salad. It's incredible. Somehow it mixes with the bowl, and you put the fork in, and you put the lettuce in your mouth, and I don't know how they do it here, but it's fantastic. All the customers here love the salad. They love the leaves. I love the salad here. Susan. God, Susan, stop it. I'm not going to tip you over a certain amount, no matter how much you say. I like the restaurants where, on the actual check, they have the suggested tip amount. If you want to tip 15%, it shows you on there. It's figured it out for you how much extra to tip. If you want to tip 20%, it's this amount that you're going to add to the bill. If you want to tip 25%, it's this amount. If you want to bring them to a Florida spa and have sex on the side, it's this amount. That's not for everybody, just for Robert Kraft. I think that's fantastic. It really, because when I'm eating, I don't want to have to figure things out. I don't want to have to do arithmetic in my head. By the way, no one calls it arithmetic. It's called math, Ron. I'm sorry, you're right, it's not arithmetic. Nobody says that. Why do we even have it? We have calculators. Why do we even have math? What's the point of teaching that anymore? Why? Why teach kids how to spell? Everything has spell check in it. Why do we bother? I'm confused. Life has changed, but people haven't changed with it. Man, have I rambled on today or what? Okay, kids, let's speak to our guest today, the United States Post Office.
Hi there. How are you, Ron?
I'm great. Linda DiCarlo joins us. She's with the United States Post Office. She's a manager of safety. And interestingly enough, we're talking about Dog Bite Prevention Week. And who would know better than the Postal Service, which encounters dogs on a daily multiple basis? It's almost kind of been a joke through history about the postal delivery person and the dog. So it's interesting that we talk about dog bite prevention here.
Yes, it is, Ron.
Actually, my letter carrier loves dogs, and that's it's fun. It's fun. It's opposite the cartoons and the newspapers, but. Every time she sees a dog, she says hello, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of endearing.
Absolutely. The Postal Service is not anti-dog.
No.
We're really just, the dogs are doing their job. Their job is to protect the house, protect their family, and we're stepping up on your front porch, knocking on your door, making a ruckus when all should be quiet.
Yeah. On the other hand, it does pose an impedance sometimes to the Postal Service, and I know that there are, I assume that there's still plenty of dog attacks involved.
Oh, absolutely. Dog bites are a serious issue for the Postal Service.
Yeah.
Last year alone, we had more than 5,700 carriers bitten or attacked by dogs.
Wow.
I can't tell you how many times we hear, "Don't worry, my dog doesn't bite."
Yeah.
Well, if it's got teeth, it can bite. Even good dogs have bad days.
Absolutely. Well, as you say, they're doing their job. They see what is perceived as a threat, which isn't, but it's perceived, and thus you have that result. I don't know. So what do we do about this?
Well, you know, as we said, it is a serious problem for carriers, but it's an easily resolved problem. And we're really focused on two different angles.
Right.
The first is we train our carriers.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure that they know never to run from a dog. We provide them with dog repellent that's safe for the dog but allows them the opportunity to escape. We teach them how to use their satchel as a barrier and mostly just be aware of their surroundings at all times.
Yeah.
But we've got some new exciting technology that we're leveraging to help protect our carriers as well as customers and their animals.
What is that?
The first is the mobile delivery device. You've all seen your carrier with that blue handheld scanner.
Yes.
That keeps track of all your mail.
Yes.
Well, they're able to now program in locations that have dogs on the premises.
Oh.
This will give an alert so that a carrier will know that they're approaching a house with a dog.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned that your carrier loves your dog, but on her days off, that dog's expecting somebody different.
Correct.
And now we've got a new carrier. So the mobile delivery device will let the new carrier know that your dog lives there.
Yeah.
And that he or she should be aware and alert.
Yeah.
We also have some technology for customers. You know, you can arrange to have the Postal Service come directly to your home to pick up packages.
Mm-hmm.
We call it package pickup. And in that system, when you schedule that appointment, you're able to notify us that you have a dog so that we're, again, alert and aware when we approach your front porch.
Okay.
And then the last technology we're really excited about. It's a free application available to any customer that allows you to be informed of what is being delivered to your house, and it's called Informed Delivery.
Huh.
You'll get a daily email or text that tells you you've got packages or mail that's going to require a signature, and you'll have a sense in advance of when we'll be at your door so that you can take that opportunity to be a responsible pet owner, place your dog in another room, lock the door, then come to the front door.
Sure.
The simple steps of being a responsible pet owner should happen more than 1 week every year. It's an everyday commitment, and between our carriers and our customers, we can make sure that nobody ever has to suffer another dog bite.
That's absolutely true, and it's for all delivery types of things. It's for lawn maintenance people, anybody that might be entering your product to perform a service. And I tell you what really gets me upset is dogs that are allowed to run loose, thinking that their dog is fine and their dog will come home and all that stuff. But, man, there are little children playing on bicycles or tiny tots that are walking around their yard. And for a dog, another, you know, pet owner's dog to come up on your property, and that poses a threat. I don't understand dog owners who just let their dogs run loose. And there are laws against it in just about every town and city.
There absolutely are, and that is a big part of being a responsible pet owner.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that people fail to understand is that, you know, because the Postal Service takes the safety of our employees so seriously, you could have an impact on the delivery of mail to not only your home, but to all your neighbors.
True.
If your dog is running loose
True.
In a neighborhood and we feel threatened.
Yes. But everybody should feel threatened if there's a dog running loose because you don't know what's going to happen or how they're going to react to your child or whatever the case may be. I don't know. Anyway, that's just me. But probably a lot of other people too.
And just great.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So any other tips?
Well, we're really just looking for your listeners' help in helping us avoid the bite.
Yeah,
and to do that, we've come up with an easy acronym to help you remember the simple tips that you've heard today.
Okay.
Help us avoid the bite. BITE. Be a responsible pet owner.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your dog is in a secure location. that your children understand not to take mail from carriers and the like. I, use informed delivery. Be alerted when you're going to have packages and mail coming to your house so you can take precautions. T, take control of your dog. Make sure your dog's on a leash or behind a fence, securely stored away so that when people who come to your door can do so safely. And if you do all those things, E, you'll ensure that continued mail delivery comes to your house and all the homes of your neighbors.
Very good. I like that. I mean, if dogs are a reason of protection, then put them inside your house so no one enters into your house unannounced or breaks into your home. But beyond that, you know, it just amazes me. Someone has a dog. My dog never bites. My dog never bites. Always very, very friendly. My dog never bites. Yeah, right. I know.
Until he does.
Until he does. And then you could be in jeopardy. I've known many dog owners who have had their pets taken away because they just refuse to understand that their dogs treat them differently than they may strangers. Okay. So where do we go to get more information to recap what we've talked about?
We have a great deal of information available to your listeners, and the place they should go is USPS.com, or they can look up the hashtag #PreventDogBites.
Excellent.
Find resources, tools, and links to the package pickup and informed delivery that you heard me speak about today.
And it's not just dogs. I'm sure you don't deliver to Mike Tyson's house.
Oh, we deliver to everybody.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right. Boxer known for biting people. Okay. Hey, thanks for your time today. I really do seriously appreciate it. And thanks for putting the word out.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, I'm at a loss as how I can entertain you any more than this. So maybe it's a good idea right now to just retire for a day. But I'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. It's going to be a very special show, actually. I have an incredible guest tomorrow. You're going to really get into this. But until then, thank you for listening. I wish you peace. Come back tomorrow. My name is Ron. I'll be taking care of you.